Ode to Disappointment. Today, you are determined to know about the soul. You decide you'll go to an afternoon workshop in a bookstore with windows. At the coffee shop, your daughters play XO and you explain a diagonal trajectory is also possible. So many beautiful things go downward, like your daughter's hair, light bulbs, breasts, and some plants here hung from the ceiling. You realize you don't know the names of plants. The small one on your table is a cactus, but what's the one in the corner called, or the leaf powdered in cocoa on your coffee? Is this a sign of growing old? To contemplate plants and acquire a love for watermelon juice? To consider piercing your nose or be seized by the brightness of this spoon, the ceiling lights inside it like fishing boats? The waitress is also a photographer and keeps a camera on the side. She asks the couple in front of you, the guy strokes his girlfriend's triceps, if she can take their photo. Your daughter has red velvet cake in her hair. Your husband says he needs to pee. You go home, answer emails, and try to straighten your spine. Your daughter figures out how to read exactement, but can't tell the difference between 67, 67, and 77, 77. You blame the French. You shout dictation words across the living room and tell your kids, no, you're not making fries, they should eat salad. You wonder whether it's wise to start asking them to like salad when you have an appointment with your soul in an hour. They agree to cucumber and grilled halloumi. Before you leave, you ask your husband if you look okay, and he says, your hair's too oily. You run to the shower and tell yourself it's appropriate to arrive a little late with clean, wet hair and no makeup to a workshop on the soul. You throw in a wooden bead necklace. As you walk out, your husband wonders why you insist on going that late anyway. Don't listen. Get in the car and speed up. You park and run to the bookstore in the heat. There you are, with your wet hair, your sweat, your wooden bead necklace, your chipped nail polish. You are here, and the door is locked. The session's been cancelled. All day, the day's been telling you this isn't working. You never really know whether God wants you to give up or go on. On the way back, you call your friend and she doesn't pick up. You order a latte and the coffee tastes burnt. You play backgammon with your daughters, remind them to brush their teeth. You rarely watch TV, but tonight you flip. A movie about demigods, a swimsuit contest. You order French fries and go to bed late. Your husband walks in, bends down to kiss you, and noticing a loose thread coming out of your shoelace on the floor, picks it up. He flicks on a lighter, and it's not the whole shoe that burns, just the thread.